Our first scripture reading is really for our graduates, but it's also for all of us. It's from the Old Testament. It's from the book of Jeremiah, a short passage. I'm willing to bet that somewhere in your home, you have Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, either on a mug or on a plaque, or maybe it's dog-eared in your Bible. But I invite you to follow along as I read these wonderful verses. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. And friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I was a lot younger, my parents gave me choices: weed or mow, wash or dry, sweep out the garage or clean my room, do the bathroom or do the living room. The bathroom was a lot quicker, but touching that toilet bowl was absolutely gross. And so I became a world-class duster. All the decisions that we have before us, they have an upside and a downside, but we have to make a choice. And not surprisingly, the most often asked question that I get behind closed doors is, how can I know God's will for my life? I think some of you actually believe that I have a special red telephone in my office to which I can dial up God and get an answer to this question. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. I don't have a red phone on my desk. I've never heard God speak to me in a deep baritone voice telling me what I needed to do next in my life. And so, friends, you and I are in this thing together. But the question for us still remains, how can I know God's will for my life? If you are a visitor here today, you may be trying to decide, is this the church for me or is that church I visited last week? That's an easy one. It's this church. How do I know that? God told me. Or if you're already a member here, you may be wondering, should I accept the invitation that people are offering me to get more invited and involved in the ministries here? And of course, that's another easy one. Yes. If you're an employee, you may be wondering, should I change jobs? And what? And where? And when? And how? If you are the boss of an organization, you may be wondering, how should I lead my business? Life is full of decisions, both big and small. But when the stakes are so high, how do we know that we are making the right decision? And so we think, if only a career counselor would appear to me in the middle of the night and give me clear instructions on what I should do next. Or if only an attractive man would enter my life and say, the divine dating service has selected me as God's mate for you. Well, our one word for today, as I continue my sermon series throughout this month, is the word revelation. Not the last book of the Bible, as in the book of Revelation, but as in God revealing his plan for our lives. Or, as I've already said, how can I know God's will for my life? Well, believe it or not, one day Jesus faced the same question. And so I want to invite you to join with me as I read our second scripture of the morning. It comes to us from Mark's Gospel, the 12th chapter, and I'll be reading verses 28 through 34. I invite you to follow along either in those pew Bibles that are before you or on the screen. Says, one of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he, meaning Jesus, answered them well, he asked him, which commandment is the first of all? Jesus answered, the first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Then the scribe said to him, you are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other, and to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that, he answered wisely. He said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. Friends, this too is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to join me in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, in these moments that we have together, we pray that you would come among us as your people. And as we open your word, would you move in power here as we open up our hearts and lives to you? May all that we do lift up Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Some decisions that we face in life are pretty easy and clear-cut, what we might call today no-brainers. And one of the reasons why they're easy is because God has already revealed to us in his holy word what we should do or what we should not do. So if you want to know the will of God, it's in the Bible. Great chunks of God's will can be found pressed within the pages of this book. But that also means that we need to read the Word of God with integrity. I used to love to watch that old TV show, All in the Family, and listen to Archie Bunker try to quote Bible verses when he was in the middle of all those family squabbles and arguments. And he would say things like, "Let he who is without sin be the rolling stone." Or it's right in the beginning there in the book of Genesis. God don't make no mistakes. That's how he got to be God. And then the last one, he made us all one true religion, Edith, which he named after his son Christian, or Christ for short. Well, we need to read the word of God intelligently and with integrity. And yet a favorite sport that we try to play is to try to have God's will come out different from God's word. And you know what? It is a game that we will lose every single time. Wherever God has revealed his word, whether it comes to giving generously to the work of the church, sharing our faith with our friends, or the sanctity of life, our job is simply to follow the gospel according to Nike and just do it. Now, to be fair, there are other decisions that we face in our lives where the word of God is not so clear. Some situations we face in life may be neutral to the will of God. A person once told me that he was seeking the will of God as to which make of car God wanted him to buy. Now, if you can find that in the Bible, please let me know. I know that some people believe that Jesus drove a Honda because Jesus said, "I have not come of my own accord." I got one more. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, the Apostle Paul describes going out in ministry in a Volkswagen Beetle. He writes, "We are pressed in every way, but not cramped beyond movement." Now I'm done. That's it. So, you may think I'm kidding, but it's true that there are people who believe that God wants us to consult him on every little itty-bitty detail of our existence. Listen to what the Christian writer A.W. Tozier once said. "Christ is my good shepherd, but he does not tell me which blades of grass to eat." And so what you decided to wear this morning to church here may be a matter of neutrality to the will of God, although God may be wondering why you wore that. I don't personally believe that God has a preordained blueprint for every single thing we do in life. Now, before you faint, please know that I am a card-carrying Presbyterian all the way through. I believe that our salvation has been sealed from the very beginning of time. But does that mean that every micro mini detail of my life has already been preordained and that I have to find out what it is and then follow it? Some people think that God's will for their life is sort of like this mile-long computer printout that has everything that will happen to us for the next 50 years, and our job is to find out what it is and then and go and do it. I'd like to think that God treats us more like a maturing child. You know, your child comes to you and says, what should I do? Should I play Fortnite on my Xbox 360 or should I go outside and ride my bike? And you may say, well, honey, what do you want to do? And you're probably not that deeply invested in which of those two things your child does, but you are invested in the kind of person that they become. And so God's will is not so much a blueprint as it is a dynamic relationship. Our decisions are so important to God that when we try to give them back to God, God says, no, that's your decision. And I want you to make a decision that will glorify me, that will exalt my name, and will build my kingdom. And then God adds, and I will help guide you as you make those decisions. I know that many of you have had a lot of tough decisions to make recently, whether it's with a job, or caring for elderly or ill parents, raising children, which college to choose, like from amongst our high school seniors, and the circumstances and the choices available made it really hard to know that which was right. And I have to tell you, back in 2017, I didn't see anything in the Bible where God said, John, I want you to leave Fellowship Presbyterian Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, where you've been for 6 years, and all the familiarity of those surroundings and the state of North Carolina, where I've been for 20 years, I want you to pick up stakes, and I want you to head to the southern end of Lancaster County to Chestnut Level Presbyterian Church. Didn't see that. And so we need something else. And friends, God also guides us to follow his will through prayer. And that means getting down on our knees in constant, regular prayer for the Father's will, to have patient listening for the Lord to speak to us clearly, like almost having a divine Bluetooth in our ear. We have that wonderful passage that I shared for you earlier from Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. Often what we will do is we will neglect regular prayer time with God until we come to one of those big capital D decisions in our life, and then we go on a prayer binge. But I have to tell you that prayer binges don't work nearly as well as regular daily prayer as we rhythmically pray and walk day by day with the Lord. God reminds me of a father of a daughter who takes out the car on the first night that she gets her driver's license. And her father hands over the keys and the car and some money for gas and some money for food. And she says she's going to a friend's house. And the father says, hey, when you get there, when you get to your friend's house, please use your cell phone to call home. Well, prayer is our cell phone to call home. And God wants us to call home every day. You see, the will of God is not a blueprint up in heaven that if you pray hard enough, God's going to kind of fold it up like a paper airplane and send it down to you. God's will is a dynamic relationship that unfolds moment by moment through abiding and discerning prayer. So if you truly want to know what the will of God is for you for the rest of 2024, then my word of encouragement to you would be to make prayer a regular part of your everyday life. And then, finally, we also need to remember, if we are seeking God's will, then it is his will we are seeking and not our own personal agenda. How many of you remember that Debbie Boone song from the 1970s, You Light Up My Life? Yeah, you know, I know more of you do, you're just not admitting it. Well, there's a line in that song, it's a beautiful song, has a nice melody, but there's a line in it that is very dangerous for us. The line is, how can it be so wrong if it feels so right? And the answer is easy. There are lots of things in this world that are wrong but feel right. Feelings are not the best way to guide us in our decision making. And just so you know, as I said earlier, when we're in this thing together, ministers are also prone to look for wisdom in all the wrong places as well. I heard about a minister in Pennsylvania who was convinced that God was calling him to pastor a church in Chicago. And the reason was the two times that he flew on an airplane, he sat next to a person who was from Chicago. Well, wouldn't you know, one day he's in the grocery store and he hears a group of people talking and he hears a voice say, Chicago. Well, this past week, I want you to know, I heard a voice too. And the voice said, Hawaii, Hawaii. Now, what should that pastor have done? What that pastor should have done was prayerfully discern from God if it makes sense to move to Chicago. What are the opportunities for a successful ministry there? Do my skills match their needs? Can I raise my family on what they are going to pay me? We as Christians need spiritual street smarts. Plain old horse sense is a gift from God for determining his will for our lives. And I know that is especially difficult for all of you type A compulsive planners out there. In fact, you know one of my favorite riddles. How do you make God laugh? Tell him your plans. Tell him your plans, absolutely. And so what we always need to be asking ourselves, is this really God's will, or am I baptizing my own agenda? God does not send out his divine guidance on a risk-free 30-day trial basis that we can pack up and return if we don't like it. We have to be willing to shift our own lives into neutral and allow God to grab a hold of the steering wheel of our lives. So, do you really want to know how to do God's will? Just remember, it's what Jesus said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. God's will for you is that you would accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that the Holy Spirit would come into your life and empower you to live as Jesus lived and to love as Jesus loved, that you would be a champion of the underdog, the lost, the last, and the lonely, and that you would give generously and joyfully in giving your life to telling others about the love of Christ. Friends, this is God's will for you. And so may all of you know and follow the will of God every day of your life. Would you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Oh Lord God, there are those of us who this very morning stand at the crossroads in their lives. Some are facing clear-cut situations where you have already spoken, and we know what we need is the strength to simply obey and to do what we must do. But God, there are also others, and those watching online as well, who are in situations where we need your special guidance to know which path to choose. For some, it's a vocational crossroad. For others, it's a family crossroad. For others, it may be a medical crossroad. For others, it may be an educational crossroad. Oh God, we pray that your wisdom would flood the pathway of every person here who today stand at a point of decision in their lives. God, we also know that there are people here today who are feeling the effects of bad decisions that they've made. Remind each and every one of us that there's nothing that we can ever do that will put us outside of your redemptive love. And so redeem us and use us even in the midst of the mistakes that we have made. Give to all of us the courage and faith to know and follow your will each and every day of our lives. And it's to the glory of Jesus Christ that we ask these things and pray. Amen.